Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Ito na naman si Kevin na live mula sa Justice Open Studios para sa isa na namang pagtatanghal ng elitistang Weibo podcast. So, kamusta na tayo mga dudes, mga dudettes. I hope na narating kayo ng episode na to na nasa mabuting kalagayan. Whatever you do to better yourselves, either nagre-relax or nagtatrabaho. So, yun. Basta, as long as you're doing good, I feel good. So, ako naman, ito, medyo pahirapan ng mag-record sa park kasi, yun nga, yung restrictions, binabaan na yung mga restrictions or diluwagan na yung mga restrictions. So, marami-rami ng tao ang napupunta dito sa park, especially itong weekends dahil, yun nga, walang pasok. And, yun, I really hope na, yun, you won't be bothered by the background noises. I'll do my best to have these be fixed sa editing, pero yun, I do what I can para ma-enjoy nyo pa rin yung episode na ito. So, before we get into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to, let's do some hype or hayop. So, with our hype, so simulan na natin sa pinaka-hype or hayop, whatever you feel about this. So, Eiichiro Oda had just announced that One Piece will go onto a one-month break after chapter 1053 to prepare for the final arc pa nga yung sinabi dun sa mga balibalita, in which medyo nagulantang ang madla, in which yun, kala nila final arc na talaga, but basically ang actual na translation nun or ang literal translation nun is in preparation for the final saga. So, as per the recent announcements, we are nearing the end game for the One Piece saga. I'm planning to do a big episode on it pag nagsimula na yung break ni Oda. So, abang-abangan nyo yan. Kasi marami tayong pag-uusapan with that particular episode. So, from the Wano saga ending, what we think is the final arcs or yung huling arcs ng One Piece and what is gonna be in the future of One Piece. So, abangan nyo yan, mga dudes at mga dudettes. And another one na hype na balita is, it's also been announced na Berserk will continue. So, the Magnum Puss of Miura is gonna be continuing kasi pumayag naman yung mga staff or yung mga assistants niya along with a really close friend of Miura to continue the manga. I'm optimistic about it kasi I'm sure naman nag-iwan naman ng mga notes si Miura on how the story will go on and hindi naman siguro kung sino lang yung magtutuloy ng story in which yun nga yung mga assistants niya, yung mga katrabaho niya and also a really close friend of his are the ones who are going to continue the manga. So I'm cautiously optimistic with this news. So let's see na lang what's gonna happen once lumabas na yung bagong chapter ng Berserk. So another one is yun nga naglabas ng developer video si Capcom showcasing Street Fighter 6 and kung paano gagana yung drive system, especially yung drive system kasi yun yung parang pinakaano nila, yung bagong mechanic nila in which that particular drive system will do yung dash, your parries, your cancel and your and also may super armor din ata dun. So it's somewhat a promising system kasi hindi naman siya tulad nung V-Trigger in which sobrang limited lang ng chances na parang sobrang mong titipirin yung V-Trigger tapos ito timing mo kung saan mo siya gagamitin. But this time, this drive meter or drive system, mabilis mo siyang makonsume and mabilis din siyang mapuno as per the demo na pinakita nila. So that's something to look forward to once na lumabas yung Street Fighter 6 for the next year. So yun na lang muna yung ano natin, yung hype and hype natin for this installment. Wala namang masyadong balita na medyo nagbigay sa akin na excitement and whatnot maliban dun sa the Oda one and the Berserk one and the Street Fighter one. Kahit na hindi ko masyadong naglalaro ng Street Fighter, it's yun nga, it's something that I'm excited to try kasi yun nga, meron silang modern style of control. It's something na yun nga fit for casuals like me to experience, or para ma-experience din namin yung Street Fighter. So that's something to look forward into. So after those and high up things for this episode, let's get into the meats and potatoes of this episode. Pero bago yan, let's hear some message from our friends. So magbabalik pa ang Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Kung podcaster na kayo at gusto nyong matrack yung progress nyo and to have monetization as well, ito yung ginagamit ko for that particular task, Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a analytics tool in which i-consolidate nila lahat ng data nyo from different platforms onto one place and will help you for monetization via affiliated links. So sign up lang sa podmetrics.co at kapag tinanong kayo ng referral code, gamitin nyo yung sa amin, Elitistang Weibo. So that's capital E, tsaka W, at isang word po yan. Elitistang Weibo. So, kung gusto nyong mamonetize ang podcast nyo sa madaling paraan, that's Podmetrics. Let's go back with the show. And we're back. So, ito. Nakita nyo naman siguro yung title nung episode na to, and also the teasers that I've put on my socials. So what we'll be talking about is, of course, since I'm looking back at long running series na yun, sinusubaybayan ko pa rin up until now. So I started with Detective Conan, tapos nag Lupin the Third tayo. So I've been also a big follower or a big fan of this long running series, and this is George Morikawa's or Morikawa Joji's Hajime no Ippo. So Hajime no Ippo is a boxing manga by Morikawa George, made in the late 80s. Halos kasabay niya yung Berserk on the publication, and it's currently running at over 1,300 chapters at 205 volumes. So nasa top 5 siya ng long running mangas currently, at yun nga nasa 5th place siya sa pinaka maraming volumes as of now. So let's have a retrospective or a me rambling of my personal history and some of the things I like with Hajime no Ippo. So let's start with my personal history. Hajime no Ippo has been one of those anime na yun, pinalabas sa GMA 7, dati sa hapon siya pinapalabas, tapos napunta ng umaga, tapos napunta ng weekends. So, the anime was really good. Sinundan ko yung lahat ng 75 episodes nun. It's classic Madhouse, and yun nga, sobrang compelling ng story niya. Mahuhook ka with the characters and their journey, and yun, and would give you blood pumping action, some real science on boxing and training and such, and yun nga, napaka-compelling ng story niya. So dahil nga yun, for several years the anime has been on and off sa national TV since may internet na kami, I tried reading the manga. So ang una ko yatang basa ng Hajime no Ippo was chapter 400, the start of the Kamogawa flashback arc. So doon ako nagsimula. Hindi pala Kamogawa flashback 'yon. Basta I think that's yung after na nung Shimabakoro yung huli, after na nung Hawk Takamura Hawk match. Kasi yun nga, nabitin nga ako dun sa anime. Ang anime pa lang yata noon is yung Hajime no Ippo New Challenger. Kasi like nagkaroon ng tatlong anime series, yung Hajime no Ippo yung season 1 na 75 episodes, Nagkaroon siya ng OVAs and a movie. One is yung Kimura vs. Mashiba, then yung Champions Road movie in which yung first title defense ni Ippo. Tapos nag-ano tayo, New Challenger. It's a 24-episode anime. And the last animated adaptation was, yun, Hajime no Ippo Rising, in which natapos sila dun sa Kamogawa flashback. So, yun nga, back at chapter 400, dun ako nagsimulang magbasa. And binabasa ko siya at times, parang binabal ko siya ng like 4 or 5 months para tuloy-tuloy yung basa ko. Tapos recently, because of this particular matchup, yun nga, because of a particular matchup, napunta na siya, na-promote ko siya into the weekly reading. Tapos medyo bumalik ulit ako dun sa binge reading for like 8 to 10 chapters nung manga. So, sasabihin ko kung anong match na yon pag napunta tayo dun sa mga paborito kong matches. So, yun nga, since I've been hooked with the story of Hajime no Ippo, sinusundan ko na yung manga ever since. And yun nga, the manga is really good. The art style is really, yun, very dynamic. Napakagaling ni Morikawa George to utilize yung negative spaces to enhance the visuals of the manga, in which, sorry, nalaman ko lang yung tungkol sa negative space dahil sa kaibigan kong si Mick, na parang sinusubukan niyang i-emulate yung ganong style ng yun, yung ganong style ng visual. So shoutout sa kaibigan nating si Mick, yung artist na kaibigan ko si Mick, because kung hindi dahil sa kanya, hindi ko natutunan ang negative space or paggamit ng negative space sa artworks or sa drawing. So yun. So let's go with my favorite characters. So there are really awesome characters in Hajime no Ippo. Tapos pag may nahanap ka, I think there is someone na pwede mong sundan with a really with this vast or this really large pool of characters. So there are some na talagang gusto mong masundan kung ano yung magiging progressions nila within this story. So for me, yun, of course, Ippo, our nice boy. So Ippo started as a kid as a 17-year-old na laging nabubuli, binubugbog dahil ano nga, yun nga, medyo lalampalampa siya and whatnot. But he, after a fateful encounter with Takamura or with Mamoru Takamura, he decided to change himself and become a boxer. Tapos yun nga, ang journey niya lagi is it's more of a philosophical journey instead of a somewhat of a physical one, kasi Ippo doesn't want any belts. And not necessarily na what I mean is walang belt in particular na gustong makamit si Ippo, not WBC, not WBA. What he is looking for is more of a philosophical answer, or what he has is a more of a philosophical quest, in which ang gusto niya lang malaman or what he wanted to achieve is the answer to what is strength or what it means to be strong. In which yun, iba siya sa approach ng ibang sports animes, in which yung typical na sports anime mo is makarating tayo ng Inter-High, marating natin yung World Cup, or mapunta tayo sa Winter Cup, mapunta tayong Christmas Bowl or Super Bowl. So, what makes Hajime no Ippo stand out on the sports genre is the journey is somewhat endless and more of a philosophical philosophical journey than a physical one. So, kaya parang yun din yung parang naisip ko na detrimental or somewhat somewhat detrimental with Hajime no Ippo story. Yun nga, nagmumukha siyang endless kasi that particular quest is not something na achievable, but it's ambitious though. Kaya compelled pa rin akong basahin siya after 1,300 chapters. I'm still compelled or I'm still hooked with the story of Ippo, kasi hindi lang naman si Ippo yung sinusundan natin. There are lots of characters within the story na binibigyan din nila ng spotlight at times. So, another one na gusto kong sinusundan yung story is yung rival ni Ipo, or one of the rivals of Ipo, si Sendo. So, Takeshi Sendo is basically based on another classic sports anime protagonist. If you read older some older manga, you should be able to know Ash Tanojo. So Ash Tanojo is another boxing manga. It's about a young man named Joe Yabuki, in which yun nga, he's pinalaki sa kalye, tapos yun, nalaman niya yung tukol sa boxing, and somewhat bittersweet yung ano niya, yung end niya. Medyo emotional, isang malaking emotional roller coaster ang story ni Joe Yabuki ng Ash Tanojo, and Sendo is somewhat is based on that character. So, and since based nga kay sa Ash Tanojo or kay Joe Yabuki yung character ni Sendo, so yun nga, brash, hot-headed, aggressive si Sendo, and minsan yun nga yung compelling na ano sa kanya. Sendo is also someone na gustong patunayan sa sarili niya na he is the manliest man alive or something like that. And yun nga, ang dahilan kung bakit na promote into a weekly reading yung Hajime no Ippo for like a year or two for me is because it's yun, yung Sendo fight nga, which is one of my favorites in the manga, in which pag-uusapan natin siya once we go onto my favorite fights of the series. So, may isa pa akong gustong i-highlight na character on the Hajime no Ippo world, and that's yun, si Tatang, si Coach Kamogawa, an old man na yun, nagturo kay Takamura and also Ippo, and yun, bida din siya sa isa sa pinaka emotionally gut-wrenching na arc ng manga, which is yung flashback arc, yung pinakahuling story arc na ginawang animated sa Rising or sa Hajime no Ippo Rising, because yun, it's the after war, kalaban nila is an American, so napaka ano niya, hindi naman sa dahil sa anti-American ako, but that's somewhat of a super patriotic nationalistic arc, in which yun, they have the American as the big bad guy, then Nekota and Kamogawa as the underdogs, then Kamogawa really pushing his limits to defeat the insurmountable task, and yun na, which is yun nga, si Anderson, Mr. Anderson, sorry, kailangan kong sabihin yung Mr. Anderson, kasi yun nga, if you don't know the reference, watch The Matrix. So, yun. Tatang is, or Coach Kamogawa is one of the other compelling character na nahuhuk ako to watch. Kasi, yun nga, he's an old wise man na pinapasa lahat ng knowledge niya, or he wanted to leave a legacy to create like the best Japanese boxer na mag-i-inherit ng will nila, yung will ni Kamogawa, in which it seems that Ippo is the one that is gonna do, and yun na nga, so since si Tatang is, and since Tatang wants to leave a legacy nga with newer or with future boxers, so parang yun din yung naging inspiration ni Ippo to yun, na kahit na hindi na siya active with boxing today, so he wants to emulate what Coach Kamogawa is doing as a coach. Sorry, hindi ko nasabi na spoiler filled itong ramblings ko na to. So if hindi nyo pa nababasa yung mga current happenings sa manga, kindly stop the recording. Kindly stop listening. Read the manga from chapter 400 and balik kayo dito once you caught up, or if you don't care about the spoilers, be my guest. So, yun nga, I've been compelled to parang gusto kong sundan ng mga stories nila, what's what's gonna be their end game or their end goal. And yun na nga, kasi nga, since Ipo is a compelling story, kahit na it's like 1,300 chapters na, mas mahaba siya sa One Piece, and yun nga, marami pa rin characters na hindi pa na-flesh out with the rivals or the other members of the Kamogawa Gym. There are like other boxers from around the world na gusto mo rin malaman yung mga stories nila or how their stories move forward. Kaya what Morikawa George has made here is yun, is a fully realized world na rin with compelling characters na gusto mong sundan kung ano yung mga mangyayari sa kanila. In which may isa pa ako na gusto pa actually i-highlight. This one is parang somewhat of an end game or parang final boss. This guy somewhat exudes a final boss energy, and that's Ricardo Martinez. So Ricardo Martinez, medyo konti pa lang yung exposure niya within the story. Yun nga, yung sparring niya with Ipo, yung match niya with AG dati, and recently meron siya din siyang isang match in which nagkaroon tayo ng ng konting peek onto what is or who is Ricardo Martinez. So basically, Ricardo Martinez is someone who didn't lose or hindi pa natatalo, someone that is unrivaled, na hindi niya nararating yung hindi niya nararating yung part na kung saan he is desperate to win, kasi once he goes serious, shit's gonna hit the fan. So yun nga, ang sabi pa nga sa isang chapter doon, he is unbeatable or he is unrivaled. So wala siyang mahanap na could rival his prowess, his genius with boxing. So that's why gusto kong ring malaman or I wanna know more of this Ricardo Martinez. Si Ipo na ba yung hinahanap niyang rival, kasi nagkakaroon na siya ng interest kay Ipo because of the people na nakikilala niya like AG dati or like Sendo. So yun, nasa radar niya na si Ipo. So ilan lang yun sa mga characters na gusto kong i-highlight on this particular installment or in this rambling of mine this afternoon. And kapag inisa-isa ko lahat ng characters sa Ipo or give spotlight to all the characters, kahit yung boxer characters lang, with Ipo, aabutin tayo ng 10 oras dito. And characters pa lang yun. So, since I want this to be brief, I want to talk more, or maybe we could talk more about Hajime no Ipo characters on a future installment of the podcast. So, I just want this episode to be like a brief introduction or a brief summary of my history and some of the things na gusto kong i-highlight na elements of the story. So, another one na compelling with Hajime no Ipo is the fights. Since it's a boxing anime, isa pang difference niya with your typical sports anime, it's not focusing on a team or a team sport. It's a more individual one since, unless ipakita nila na meron ng tag team sa boxing or we can have a battle royale with boxers. So, Hajime no Ipo will be an individual by individual competition. So, I want to highlight some of my favorite fights from the manga. So basically, ilabas na natin dito yung mga nakita nyo na sa anime. But for the anime, my favorite fights from the anime is yun, Takamura versus David Eagle, Takamura versus Hawk. Another one is yun nga, yung dalawang bout or dalawang matches between Ipo and Sendo. Both of those are epic because of yun nga, how different those two characters are, or kahit na napaka kita mo yung differences between the two of them, but para silang it's there still somewhat both sides, or there are two different sides of same coin. Mas aggressive lang talaga si Sendo, and more straightforward. So also another favorite match of the anime for me is Borg versus Sendo, kasi hindi rin siya nagkaroon ng proper closure. Kaya yun, isa ako sa mga frustrated na nung nakita ko yun sa anime na Borg just slipped and nakuha na ni Sendo yung ano, yung championship. So parang hindi pa siya legit na panalo for Sendo. So sana magkaroon ulit sila ng rematch, but it's already like 1,300 chapters na. But I really hope na magkaroon ulit sila ng laban si Borg at si Sendo, and maybe a Ippo Miyata fight as well on a professional bout. So let's go with the manga matches. Sa mga favorite ko na laban sa manga, one of them is yung laban between Sawada and Mashiba. Parehong super aggressive na creepy na ultra violent characters. Watching the two of Sawamura, Sawada. It's Sawamura. So it's Ryo Mashiba versus Ryohei Sawamura. So pareho sila nakalaban ni Ippo. They're both somewhat super violent people, pero yun nga, Ippo had a really difficult time with those two, tapos pinagharap mo pa silang dalawa. So hindi lang suntok yung lumipad sa ring nung naglaban si Mashiba at si Sawamura, because there are elbows, there are kicks involved, kasi like naging emotional din yung laban nilang dalawa, since they're somewhat of a similar or somewhat similar din sila ng demeanor, the both of them. So that's something na pag nilabas siya sa anime, it's gonna be good. Another one na manga bout na gusto kong makita is Miyata versus Randy Boy Jr. So Randy Boy Jr. is a Filipino boxer. Yung tatay niya is actually the one who gave yung tatay ni Randy Boy Jr. is yung nagparitiro sa tatay ni Miyata. So it's somewhat of a revenge match for Miyata, kasi yun nga, it's somewhat related to the one that ended his dad's career. So it's also something na masarap makita or maganda makita once animated. Another one is ito. Ippo versus Wally, or Abomination Wally, and Ippo versus Gonzales. So Ippo versus Abomination Wally is a treat, kasi Ippo is fighting someone more talented than him and much younger than him. Since nakalaban niya yata si Wally was like 17 years old, so almost kaedad niya nung nagsimula siya, and talagang nanalo lang si Ippo because of his experience. But talent and physical prowess, or not really physical prowess, but with talent alone, Abomination Wally is a formidable opponent para kay Ippo. And yun, yung huli niyang laban with Alfredo Gonzalez. It's Antonio Guevara yung last niya, but Alfredo Gonzalez gave him his second loss. Gonzalez was the number 2 pound for pound in the world, and yun, he was just been overwhelmed with the power of Gonzalez, because Gonzalez is somewhat a super aggressive na ano, para siyang Mexican na Sendo na mas malakas actually. Then Alfredo Gonzalez is another Filipino, Alfredo Gonzalez, Antonio Guevara is a Filipino boxer na siyang nagbigay ng pangatlong talo ni Ippo and have him retired in quotes. So yun, Guevara is like lumaki sa hirap, and yun, laking Smoky Mountain ata yun. So yun, so Pinoy pride, to say the least, na yung nagparitiro kay Ipo is actually a Pinoy. Then a few years later, we have Donaire. So somewhat a reverse of what the reality has on what happened in real life. And syempre, kailangan kong i-highlight yung for now my favorite fight of the the story so far. For me, it's Alfredo Gonzalez versus Takeshi Sendo. Imagine the setup. So Sendo being upset na Ipo got beaten or had retired, so hinunting niya agad yung tumalo sa kanya, and one of them was Alfredo Gonzalez, the number two. So since yun nga, Sendo basically became a executioner on the current time of the story. Nakalaban niya pa ngayon madalas na kasparing niya no ni Ricardo si Nargo. Nargo ba yung pangalan? Si Nargo, in which on one chapter he basically removed his head with a smasher punch. Of course, hindi niya tinanggal yung ulo. It's just the visuals of that of the impact of the punch is yun, parang tinanggal ni Sendo yung ulo ni Nargo. So that's how vicious Sendo has become. And yun, pumunta siya sa Mexico to look for Gonzalez. However, pagdating niya sa Mexico, dun sa gym, ang naabutan niya was Ricardo Martinez. And they had a sparring. Hindi pinakita yung sparring nung dalawa. However, nung nalaman ni Gonzalez that Martinez is sparring on this particular gym, syempre pumunta siya. Tapos pagpunta ni Gonzalez dun sa gym, nakaluhod si Martinez. Tapos Sendo being the standing one. So Gonzalez was like shocked kasi yun nga, Ricardo Martinez is like the best pound fighter. Tapos this random boxer from Japan, kahit sparring yun, he made him kneel or he made yun somewhat knock him down, pero hindi naman siya na knockout or something, but a down is a down. So even in-explain nung coach ni Martinez na it's just a slip, it's still a down is a down. Tapos parang ang nangyari pa nga, hinarap ni Sendo si Gonzalez. Tapos sabi niya, ikaw talaga yung hinahanap ko, tara maglaban tayo. Tapos parang nagulat pa si Martinez na hindi ako yung target mo. Tapos ang sinagot lang sa kanya ni Sendo was like, haharapin kita after niya, siya yung gusto ko. So nagulat siya doon, pero naging interested si Martinez. Then yun, Martinez had decided na kung sino yung manalo kay Gonzalez at kay Sendo, yun yung lalabanin niya. So that setup is really awesome. It's somewhat hype. So dahil doon, from my binge reading model, pre-promote ko siya onto a weekly reading because that particular setup is really awesome. Then the fight itself, it's defense be damned, suntukan kung suntukan yung nangyari, and it's really hype. Parang kung after ng part na to, si Sendo na yung sundan natin, I'll be happy. If kung doon na talaga natapos yung karir ni Ipo, papalitan nila yung title and whatnot, gawin na lang Hajime no Sendo. I'll be happy to have that. So, yun, kahit hindi naman nangyari na Hajime no Sendo yung ano, pero for yung series, but I really wish na, ano, yun nga, bumalik si Ipo onto a fight again. Maybe labanan niya kahit si Martinez, but seeing this progression of the story, yun, medyo exciting na siya nung part na yun. However, balik ulit siya sa into my bench model kasi yun na, hindi naman ganun ka hype yung ano yung laban ni Mashiba. And ang nangyari pa nga, medyo na blue ball pa nga tayo because hindi si Sendo yung susunod na mga kalaban ni
ni Martinez. It's Abomination Wally. So, and Borg is also having a match na na undercard nung match ni Martinez. So, I don't know what's gonna happen. Baka si Borg yung unang makalaban ni ano ni Martinez or whatnot. Or magkaroon din ng ano, magkaroon din ng Borg versus Martinez after Sandow versus Martinez. So, that's something na I want to see in the manga moving forward. Morikawa George said, wala pa tayo, or something. But, yun, I really wish na buhay pa siya, or he finish the story of Hajime no Ippo by him, not really by himself, but end it on his own terms. Mahanap niya yung sagot na hinahanap niya or give us an answer na satisfying. Kasi baka ang mangyari lang, real strength is the friends we made along the way. So, I know, medyo cliche yun. And maybe mababam tayo pag yun talaga yung huli nun. But, I still am excited to see where the story goes. 1,300 chapters in, I'm still hooked with the story and the world of Hajime no Ippo. Hindi pa natin napag-uusapan yung ano, yung quote-unquote injury ni Takamura, because there are already like rumors or may bulong-bulongan na within the fandom of Takamura having a serious injury either in the eye, kasi meron ng visual cues na one of his eyes is parang nawawala yung pupil sa isang mata, or partial lang yung pupil sa isang mata ni ano, ni Takamura, or it might be a foot injury or it might be an eye injury. However, it's still exciting to see what it entails in the story of Hajime no Ippo. Mararating ba ni Takamura yung pangarap niyang walong or anim na title defense from welterweight pataas or cruiser or from welterweight to cruiserweight. So that's still something na excited ako makita. There are still more characters in Ippo na still have compelling stories. Itagaki, Miyata, and Imai, yung rival ni Itagaki. There are still more characters. Yung will they, won't they, ni Yumi na kapatid ni Mashiba. So, in and out of the boxing ring, there are still like exciting na happenings on this particular manga, and I'm still excited to see what's gonna come next for this particular manga. So, as my final thoughts for this 36-minute rambling of mine about a boxing anime, so bakit ba tayo compelled to, or bakit ba ako na-hook to read or watch Hajime no Ippo? Because, yun nga, the story is compelling, it's somewhat motivational, ang daming quotable quotes na pwede mong ilagay on a motivational poster, like, as long as I don't know what strength means, I'm always be the challenger, or yung quotable quote ni Tatang, in which, not all who work hard succeed, but all who succeeds work hard. So that's somewhat motivational, and it's fine, it's fun, and yun nga, it's a compelling story, it's a fully realized world, and I'm excited to see what's in the future of this sports manga. So that was it. Super thank you sa pakikinig niyo sa akin for the past 37 minutes of me rambling about Hajime no Ippo and what it means to me or my favorite moments within it. So, if you want to support us, you can follow our socials at Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. You can follow my personal Twitter and Instagram at elitistangkebs. And if you want to give us a solid help us keep the lights on for the podcast, we have affiliated links for both Shopee and Lazada. Nakatapos lang ng 6-6 sale, pero meron ulit silang sale on the 15th. So if you have items on your cart, before checking them out, kindly use one of our links. Nasa description siya, ng episode na to. So there's one for Shopee and one for Lazada. So just use one of those links, continue with the checkout, and a small portion of your purchases is gonna be used to keep the lights on for the podcast. And that's it. Sobrang thank you talaga mga dudes at mga dudes sa patuloy nyo pakikinig ng Pilipistang Uibo Podcast. Next week, pag isang long running series ulit yung pag-usapan natin, maybe hindi na tayo lalayo sa sports manga. So let's kick off, or let's have a kick off on next week as I talk about another long running series, and this time it's gonna be a kicking one. So kaya huwag kayong mawawala mga dudes at mga dudettes hanggang sa susunod na Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zep!